Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. 855-453 is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Nobody on Skype yet tonight. Skype username's lrn.fm. Phones have been blowing up, though. So if you want to sound better than the average caller, call us on Skype. Just send a contact request over to lrn.fm. We'll approve it, and then from that point on, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. We're here live on the Live Saturday edition. We've been talking about a new book, which neither of us have read, but there's news about it. It's called Man Disconnected by Philip Zimbardo. Now, that is a name that longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will probably recognize from the Stanford Prison Experiment.
It immediately has currency with me simply because of that.
Because of that, yeah, exactly. This guy's a great researcher. He's done a lot of interesting work over the years, especially in the realm of authority and people's roles in society. That's what the Stanford Prison Experiment delved into. Now he's looking into the world of the young male. He, in fact, studied 20,000 of them. Now, that's a pretty big study. It's a lot bigger than the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Is. That is not a small in-tab.
Found that they are playing video games and watching pornography in their downtime from playing video games.
What a surprise. I hope we got to spend a lot of government money on that.
He says it's a crisis, and it is about it's a problem with young men's masculinity that essentially – there have been a variety of sort of societal causes of this, but basically that young men are being emasculated by these video games and pornography. But some of our callers tonight have said that's not the case. We had one psychologist call in. So, you know, one psychologist's opinion versus another. Another psychologist called in tonight to say that this is not a problem. If people are doing something that they enjoy, why should they be punished for that? Why should they, you know, be looked down upon
for that? I suspect Zimbardo's a psychiatrist, and I don't really remember what Dave said he was.
I don't
was.
Think so. Psychiatrist is somebody who prescribes medication.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a psychiatrist. I've not ever heard him describe that way. It describes him here in the article as a psychologist.
Okay.
So, anyway, the other psychologist who called the show tonight said this isn't a big deal. What's the problem here? Well, I think that like any addiction, it can be a problem. I mean, if you are spending 15 hours a day, as they cite one young man in this particular experiment, admitting that he spends 15 hours, up to 15 hours in a day playing video games, and says he doesn't think he has a problem, there's a problem there. You know, you don't have enough time. If you are playing 15 hours of video games, I don't know if it's an everyday thing, but even so often, it's going to be a problem. It's going to affect your sleep ability. It's going to affect your ability to earn
money. Potential.
And it's going to affect your ability to have and keep a mate around as well. I want to share with you the remainder of the story here. Zimbardo says better sex education is necessary, which should focus on biology and safety as well as emotions, physical contact, and romantic relationships. I just can't even imagine how ridiculously laughable the already bad government sex education would become if they started trying to inculcate the youth with lessons about romance and, you know, emotions. He says the article over at theindependent.co.uk, the pressing issue of male mental health is now a much more prominent concern than it once was. Last year saw the first male psychology conference at the University College of London, intended to encourage the British Psychological Society to introduce a male specialist section to sit alongside its female equivalent. The charity Campaign Against Living Miserably, or CALM, was started in 2006 and has gained a high profile in recent years for its efforts to encourage men to discuss mental health problems and bring down the male suicide rate. Of course, Zimbardo is famous for his 1971 Stanford Prison Experiment, in which 24 students were asked to play the roles of guards and prisoners in a mock prison at Stanford University, intended to last for 2 weeks. The experiment was abandoned after just 6 days, after the previously normal guards became extremely sadistic and the prisoners became submissive and depressed. The experiment is believed to demonstrate the extreme impressionability and obedience of people when they're presented with a supporting ideology and power. Let's go and talk to you. James is in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening via TuneIn. Hey, James.
Hello. I guess Kalamazoo is getting some good representation tonight.
Welcome, sir.
Go ahead. Callers. Actually, I wanted to talk about a childhood friend of mine, and he had kind of an issue with pornography addiction, and then he got into a relationship and continued that. And
how, when you say kind of an addiction, what are we talking about? Do you have any idea?
Well, yeah, he watched it every day. I mean, it was
multiple times a day.
I'm assuming. I didn't ask him. You know, I just kind of took his word for it.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of guys don't really go into great detail about their porn addictions with one another.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of took his word for it. He was, you know, trying to convert me to his church. And, you know, apparently he got into a relationship with a woman and actually had issues because, as he explained it to me, what he viewed as reality wasn't happening. Essentially, he could not get the same thing from his own sexual encounters than he did from the desires from watching the pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess, where he said that he dealt with it. And I'm talking somebody in his mid-20s that should be, you know, essentially not having these issues, but essentially, I guess he'd been numbed so much or whatever to where he could not perform once he got with a partner because the actual act of doing it wasn't anywhere close to the act of that he saw on the screen.
Now, this is very similar to a call we had earlier tonight, which essentially expressed the same viewpoint. But the psychology studies here are not showing any correlation to watching porn or having a porn addiction and having, you know, an issue with erections. There's just no real evidence for that. In fact, there's actually evidence to the contrary.
But the way they study it is by having people watch porn. And I think that that's a, you know, a sort of a fallacious way to go about it. Do you get what I'm saying?
I certainly, you know, I can see both sides of the argument because I've been in relationships myself, well, you know, an ex-marriage where, you know, we kind of went through, I guess, a dry spell, and we actually used the viewing of pornography to kind of enhance the experience.
Hmm.
They don't call it a marital aid for nothing.
So you had the opposite effect then. So you used pornography as a tool to make your sex life better.
Yeah, absolutely, and it actually really worked. You know, we ended up splitting up for different reasons, but, you know, it actually did help. I'm just stating that there might be an argument for the other side because, you know, I've heard this also talking to other people. I'm not saying that it's common, but, you know, I think that there... I think it has more to do with the state of mind than the actual act of watching the pornography.
I think you're absolutely right about that, James. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, most people have been calling in and talking about sort of moderation and regarding this. And, you know, human beings are just the sorts that they can abuse just about anything that that sort of, you know, makes them feel good. And that's just that, and I don't really know how to address that. Like, I can't stop humans from being humans.
So a little more about the studies. I'm going to bring back to the Psychology Today, which took a look and found that there were – they looked at what was some sort of a search tool, basically, for psychological studies called PubMed. It's the largest online database of medical literature, and they could not find a single study that links pornography with erectile dysfunction. They found 52 publications, and the bulk of those are studies that use pornography to test erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And two compelling recent studies discuss high rates of erectile dysfunction among young men. A 2013 study by Capogrosso found that 25% of men seeking treatment for first-onset erectile dysfunction were under the age of 40 and characterized these high rates as worrisome. A 2012 study by Myelon identified that 30% of young Swiss men reported a history of erectile dysfunction, though the majority of these reports were classified as mild ED. The study is remarkable in that it represents represents a valid snapshot of the population of all young Swiss men, given that the research involved over 9,000 men reporting for nationally required universal medical screening to determine military capacity. Both of the studies identify there's very little existing research that examines the rates of ED in young men, and I'll tell you more about it here in a moment. 855, 453, what is causing the erectile dysfunction? We'll tell you what the studies say in a moment.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-3610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-3610. 800-400-3610.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And I want to let you know about the Next Issue app. Perhaps you've not heard of Next Issue. Well, it is, it was new to me. And I think it's pretty cool. It's like Netflix for magazines. You can get access to over 150 of some of the most popular magazines out there. You know, probably if you name it, it's likely going to be in Next Issue. ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Maxim, Esquire, Entertainment Weekly, People. I mean, I could go on, but there's 150. So
it's a huge opportunity to save if you're a magazine reader. If you've got two subscriptions, man, cancel them and do this.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you go to the newsstand and you buy two magazines, you will likely more than cover the cost of 1 month's subscription to Next Issue. In fact, you get your first month for free just for trying it out over at nextissue.com/FTL. So it's a $15 savings. There's actually a $9.99 plan per month as well as a $15 plan. You can go and learn more over at nextissue.com/FTL. It works on the most popular devices, whether it's iPad, iPhone, Android tablets, and smartphones. You can go and try it out for yourself. It's a free 30-day trial, no commitments, cancel anytime. Your favorite magazines, and probably some you've never really felt like paying for, but might have been
curious.
Now
you got it.
Yeah, might have been curious to know what the content was. Now it's there, and you'll get updates as far as, you know, it'll let you know on your notifications when a new issue's out. So the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly just came out. I was looking at it a few moments ago. They've got an interview with the Game of Thrones star, Maisie Williams. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce her name, but she's very, very popular. It's a very popular show, and I've seen a couple of the episodes of the Game of Thrones. I did enjoy it. Maybe at some point I'll pick it up again. But go ahead and pick up your favorite magazine in digital form via nextissue.com/FTL. Go there now to get your free trial started and get a month for free. Nextissue.com/FTL. You can sign up today. We're talking about pornography and video games and the addiction, apparently, that is fairly common amongst young males in the United States and other Western nations, according to a recent study of approximately 20,000 participants of young males. And Phil Zimbardo is behind this one. He's the guy who was also behind the infamous Stanford prison experiment. I was sharing with you a little bit more information about some of the counter information to what Zimbardo is saying. Zimbardo was suggesting that there's a problem with erectile dysfunction affecting these young males. They should be virile, but they're not, because of their addictions to pornography. But the scientific studies, the psychological studies, are suggesting that's not necessarily the case. In fact, there is no the Psychology Today did a search, and they could not find any study that links together the viewing of pornography and erectile dysfunction. But further, they did find studies that do show that young males are having issues with erectile dysfunction. Now, society, according to Psychology Today, has undergone a dramatic shift in the past years as medications for ED have become more widely available. Since 1999, when Bob Dole appeared in commercials for Viagra, there appears to have been a decrease in the stigma associated with disclosing erectile dysfunction. The high numbers of disclosure of erectile dysfunction in young men may reflect this change and not an increase in the rates that are actually experienced. But
well, I'd also like to point out when we're talking about medication that there are plenty of medications out there now that are in a far larger proliferation that cause erectile dysfunction, too.
Well, right, and they touch on that here. So what do the study authors blame these high rates of erectile dysfunction in young men? The answer is not pornography. In fact, pornography use doesn't come up in either of these studies, nor in any of the reports of the young men. The study's authors found that young men's erectile dysfunction was linked to the use of medication without a prescription, to a low level of sexual experience, and to both mental and physical health. Tobacco use, alcohol use, and drug use were also significant predictors. So, young men are having erectile problems when they drink too damn much.
You know, if life isn't fulfilling, people are going to escape. And you know, the economy's been rough on young men.
Let's talk to Jeremy. He's in Central Virginia, I think listening to WLNI in Lynchburg. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy? In yep. Virginia. Hey, we've got you. Go ahead.
Great. I just had a quick anecdote. I was going to see if I could tell over the air.
Sure.
I was dating an older woman about two years back, and she was married at one point, only married once, no kids. And she got divorced. And she had alluded to her husband's addiction as to the reason that they got divorced, and we only dated for a short period.
His what addiction? Porn addiction?
Well, that's where I didn't dig into it until she mentioned it another time. And so, because I didn't want to pry, we were, you know, it was a short relationship. And so I asked her, well, what was your husband addicted to? She said, well, he was addicted to porn. And I turned to her and I looked at her and I said, porn is not an addiction. Cocaine is an addiction. And that was pretty much the end of the relationship. But that,
why do you believe that porn is not an addiction?
I just believe, like, a lot of things that it's one of those things where it's easily controlled and...
Maybe for you.
Kind of thing.
I was talking to my wife, who is actually went to college for addictions. She's an addiction specialist. And I have held the same opinion that you have currently, or at least you expressed in your past. And she made it very, very concise for me. She's said that physical addiction's nothing compared to psychological addiction.
Hmm.
She can take somebody and detox them in 72 hours, and they're no longer facing their physical addiction. The rest of it is simply their psychological addiction that you're dealing with. And the as succinctly as she was able to put it, changed my mind completely in an instant.
I was, yeah, referring to more of the physical addiction part.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I used to say, oh, it's not an addiction unless it's a physical addiction. But,
right.
You know, I've met people that claim that this pornography addiction, I can't understand why somebody would want to watch pornography when they weren't doing the deed. You know what I mean? The singular deed, as it were. But I mean, as I understand it, some people will sit there and watch that stuff for entertainment, you know, this bad acting and God knows what else. Maybe they got the sound off. I don't know what they're doing.
Do you remember the story about Bell Knox, the libertarian porn star girl? The guy who, I think it was her story, where the guy who outed her as a porn star, they found somebody who was running a porn site found his account on their porn site and released the information that this guy was a customer and revealed that he had spent $1,000, I don't know if it was per month or what it was, but it was a lot of money. He spent a lot of money on porn. So even though he could get free pornography, he was still paying like an addictive level of payment to continue to consume porn from these websites. If your habit is hurting you, that's an addiction. If it's damaging your ability to have a productive lifestyle, to get to work on time, to keep a job, to keep a relationship moving forward, then it is an addiction. Now, maybe, Jeremy, you've got it under control, but for some people, they definitely don't. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to share your story of, and it's been mostly porn tonight, but video game addiction is also pretty profound. Some would say even more damaging, because there's no orgasm with a video game. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing on the radio wave, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the globe, you can become an amplifier for $5 a month. You'll get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly Facebook group, and more. Go get the details, and please get signed up. It makes a real big difference for us when you do that because it allows us to market the show more effectively to more radio stations. We're on over 150 stations today, which makes us the number one most distributed internet-based, radio-based show. Like, we're the premier liberty-oriented show. But we could be on 300. We could be on 400. It just takes money and time to get the word out to stations that we exist and that we've been around for a while now. So we've actually been doing the show for over a decade, and you can help us get on more stations by joining the AMP program and getting perks for yourself as well. AMP.freetalklive.com. AMP, like advertise, market, and promote. AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about video game and porn addictions. Most of the calls have focused on the porn aspect of this, but in a way, video game addiction, I think, could be even more profound. I mean, we've talked to people who've had addictions with pornography. They've known people who've had addictions with pornography. They would look at porn on a daily basis, perhaps more than once per day. I don't know how often a porn addict is going to spend 15 hours in a stretch looking at porn. I'm not saying it's not done. I imagine it is done. But it would seem more likely to me, at least, and maybe I'm just putting my own values onto this, but it seems more likely that between the two addictions, video game addiction is going to suck away more hours.
More time, and that's your most valuable resource anyway.
Right, and so if you're playing a video game, especially one of these massively multiplayer online role-playing games, which are hugely addictive and never-ending, then the satisfaction that you would get from, say, orgasming doesn't happen with a video game. Yeah, you might get up to the next level, right? Like in one of these RPGs, you gain levels, you gain experience over time. It's satisfying to see your character go from level 2 to level 3 or level 30 to 31, but the level of satisfaction there isn't on the level of an orgasm.
Okay,
right?
I'm not going to agree or disagree with that. What I'm going to say is that video games have become very good at sort of tapping into that portion of your brain that likes achievement.
Yeah,
and
they even have achievements.
They call it achievements, but I wish they didn't, because then I could describe this better. You want to achieve things, and life. Achieving things is a little slower than generally than it is in a video game. You can, you know, sign up with a World of Warcraft account, and by the end of the day, I would guess, I'm just taking a poke at this, you can probably be level 10 or 15
probably
or something like that. You know, you probably dedicate a good portion of the day to doing it,
right.
And that's a pretty high level of achievement. If you go from level 1 to level 15 talk show host, you're not going to do that in one day. You're probably not going to do that in one year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what a level 15 talk show host sounds like. Maybe I'm higher, maybe I'm lower. I don't know what the answer is. But these video games are they take life and they kind of speed it up, and they give you this sense of achievement. So that can be just as rewarding, even more so addictive than pornography. I'd say the pornographic addiction really comes into play when you're in a committed relationship and your partner begins to feel unfulfilled.
Yeah.
And that happens, and it's even more damaging than video games at that point.
Let's go to Charlie. He's in the Indianapolis area listening to WIBC. Hey, Charlie.
Good evening.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay. I missed bits and pieces of the program as the reception in this area is not really great, but I've got kind of a different take on this. I'm a middle-aged man, and I've had problems with ED for years, and complicated by Peyronie's. And so there is no relationship of a sexual nature of any type. And generally, the pornography is used for a singular purpose. And at some points, that is physically the only way by using that to achieve satisfaction.
So wait, just to be clear, the issues you had weren't because of porn. You're using porn as a way to overcome those issues?
It doesn't ever actually overcome it. It just kind of compensates for it a bit, because there is, basically no satisfactory compensation other than just working through it, unfortunately.
Hmm.
There you go.
Thanks for sharing your story, Charlie. Anything else you want to add to it?
Oh, that's about the size of it. It is rather frustrating sometimes, though. That's, what it actually comes down to, that, you have to resort to those kind of things.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate your story. Let's talk to Don. He's in Kalamazoo. You're on Free Talk Live. Don.
Yes, I had just listening a little bit to the show, and, the pornography thing, from a relationship perspective, you're setting expectations that simply aren't warranted. You have young men who don't have any committed relationship, so they're watching pornography with women who don't act that way. In many cases, women that are, forced into pornography, or they don't have any parents or fathers.
Nobody's forced into pornography.
Yeah, I don't like that terminology.
That's actually not true. Go to Eastern Europe. There's plenty.
Okay, if you're talking about sex slaves that are being, recorded against their will, okay. But if you're talking about the actresses, if you're talking about actresses in porn, which is the most commonly used.
They do get some from Eastern Europe. But
they get some what?
But so even aside from that, we could probably, argue that for hours. But the expectations that you set by watching pornography are never going to happen in a real relationship. So as a young man who doesn't have a relationship, then you go into a relationship, you expect a woman to act a certain way. Right? So
I think that it also causes women young women who consume porn at nearly the same levels to alter the way that they might be in relationships too. And I find that that's disturbing as anything.
Well, look, I'm not defending porn addiction here or anything like that, but it is certainly true that there are a lot of people who create amateur pornography, which is essentially them trying to emulate the professional pornography within usually the confines of their relationship. So certainly there are a number of couples out there who are doing porn in their relationship.
And ultimately, it's just that there's a design for us to be together in a committed relationship that's loving. And that's certainly not it by exploiting each other or watching other people being exploited.
You said designed, and I think that it's really telling. Like, likely you're saying that God wants you to be with one woman, and that's the way he designed it. Is that right?
Well, we're either animals.
Uh-huh.
Or
yeah.
We've been created by God.
Okay, I'd say the evidence is... I believe...
You could be both.
No, I don't think that's true, necessarily. I think that everything was created by God, but I would say that the evidence is on the side that you're an animal. You share a great deal of DNA with chimpanzees, and God created a whole bunch of sperm to compete, one would assume, to compete with other sperm. The strongest sperm survives and that kind of thing. If God wanted one man and one woman, he could just have a guy, you know, shoot out one good sperm, and it would go there and take care of that egg, and all the problems would be solved.
One could argue that if you believed anything other than the God of the Bible, I mean, if you believe in some deity out there, then sure, it could be whatever you want it to be. There's many people, including myself, that don't believe that. So, you know, one of us will be right and one of us will be wrong.
Hey, Don, you didn't call earlier tonight, did you?
I did not, no.
Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There is a one-call-per-night rule. I'm not saying Don broke it. I'm just saying...
Now that you're mentioning.
Yep. One call per night. Let's talk to Chris in Tioga, North Dakota. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KTGO.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on this
poor. Whoa, you're a little loud there, Chris.
Oh, all right.
You're a little better. Go ahead.
Yep.
America was founded on Christianity. And based on that, what should be the safest place in America?
Are you going to tell me a church? I don't know.
Oh.
A prison?
A womb.
Okay.
America. And so what do we got in America now? And these guys that are all focused
unsafe on porno.
I don't want to take a quiz. I want you to tell me what you think. Hang on, Chris. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't go
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We got time for you. Actually, no, we don't. If you're not on hold, you're not getting in tonight. But that's okay, because we do a live show 7 nights per week. So you can join us tomorrow night. And, of course, over at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we're going to continue with those of you who are on hold. We'll get to your thoughts. We've been talking about video game and pornography addiction in young males. Specifically, the author of the Stanford Prison Experiment, Phil Zimbardo, is saying this is a crisis for young males who are, he says, being disconnected from their manliness by these addictions. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's get right back into your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know, though, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Alan's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Welcome. Go ahead.
I was just calling in because I had, I've always watched porn, I have to say, since I was like 14 years old. And for a long time, it affected relationships. I had a girlfriend that chunked a computer in a pool because of it. And now I'm with a girl that actually watches porn with me. And I see a lot of girls that get upset about their guys watching porn, and I feel like it adds to our relationship. And as I see things that on the porn, you have like the freakier things.
Plenty of that.
I always wanted a girl that had like explosive orgasm, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This is your preference? This is what you're looking for?
Yeah.
You don't want a girl with a job?
No, I like that too. I enjoy a girl that has a job, don't get me wrong. And my girl
All right.
But in a sexual relationship, I enjoy a girl that, can do that because there's no faking that.
Yep.
And you always see, that's one of like the big porn things is an explosive orgasm.
Female? Are you talking about female ejaculation? Don't you mean when you say explosive? Okay, got it.
So I lived in Statesboro, Georgia, for 5 years and went to college at Georgia Southern. And, you know, I had girls in and out. And I finally found one that just fit everything that I wanted out of pornography. And it was
so
perfect.
Are you
Congratulations,
guys,
you're a pervert.
Are you guys watching? So I'm curious, Alan, are you watching as much porn now with your new porn-friendly girlfriend as you had watched previously?
I would probably say yes.
And she is engaging in 100% of watching it with you?
No, of course not. I still have my own little personal time.
Mm-hmm. But she's likely to find it a fine thing. She's attracted to it. She's, you know, sexualized by it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, she likes it. I mean, she doesn't know that I watch it by myself all the time.
Well, that's something you should, be clear on relatively early in the relationship. It sounds to me like any woman who's in a relationship with you is unqualified to be, you know, is considering a relationship with you is unqualified if she can't handle the idea that you consume porn by yourself. Now, I would suggest this to that there's a lot of guys listening to me that that qualify that really should be doing this too. And, you know, this is what I did relatively early on in my relationship when, you know, I was trying to qualify my wife as to whether or not she needs to be around or not is, ask her. When you're talking to the woman, you talk to them about your real life and ask them questions about how they fit in. Because if they don't, they need that feedback mechanism. For one, I think that many women will find that, when they start running across lots of guys that consume porn, they're like, maybe I need to change this whole jealousy thing I've got around imaginary women on computers or whatever.
Yeah, I like the idea of a lady who understands that men are going to look at other women, and similarly, women are going to look at other men. I mean, look, we're animals. That's our attraction. We can't help it. You shouldn't get upset about it, right?
Right, and I feel like I should, or every guy should, find a girl that, you know, if whatever you watch, whatever type of porn that you watch, that you should find a girl that will fit your type of porn. I know that kind of sounds odd, but
there's got to be a Facebook page for it.
Probably is.
Hey, Alan, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate your thoughts. Let's continue here. I got to apologize to Chris. I forgot about him. Chris in Tioga, you're back on. Now, what was the point you were driving at before, Chris? Because we don't have time to answer a bunch of your questions. You just got to get your points out.
Well, I don't have a bunch of questions. It's just the fact that we've lost America's lost as far as Christianity goes, because the safest place that used to be is not anymore, and that is the womb. And the liberals and the Democrats are promoting that, and
promoting what?
And promoting abortion.
Okay, so you are upset that abortion exists?
Yep, I am.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Well, it ain't going anywhere, buddy. And if you try to outlaw it, then it'll just go underground into the black marketplace and become dangerous to the women who seek those services.
Well, if we're going to talk about it, I would say that
nope,
I consider...
we're not. But right. You can say something quickly if you like.
I consider abortion to be the ending of human life. However, I think the prohibition of it has already been tried, and something else needs to be brought to the table.
Yeah, try something with compassion. Let's go to Calvin in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Calvin.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a very interesting topic because I have great experience with both. I'm reading your age group that you're talking about there, 25. Where it goes with pornography, for me, myself, you know, I probably would look at it where some women would consider it an addiction or anything else. But it's, 15 minutes at a time or so forth. And it's really, to me, it's more of a stress relief or at night, it's a way for you to clear your head and go to sleep. It's really a release and a way to release,
Are we talking about pornography or video games here?
Pornography. Video games is much more time than that. With video games, it's interesting, too, because I play lots of video games, those role-playing games that you're speaking of earlier.
The massively multiplayer online role-playing games?
Absolutely. So I could easily spend, and I have spent, you know, a whole entire day easily just in front of either a computer or a console.
What's your favorite game? What is the one that you are most addicted to?
I was addicted to World of Warcraft at one time.
You were? It's supposed to be pretty epic.
Yes. So, and with that, though, it is sort of part of our culture as a younger group in society. And it is a way for us to socialize as well. Friends I have also play video games. We play video games together. It's a part of our social group.
You are together, but you're also not together, right? Like, you are not sitting in a LAN party near physically those people. They are probably somewhere in their own home, and you're in your home, correct?
Right, yes.
Are you talking over, like, a headset where you can hear their voices, or are you typing on a keyboard?
Yeah, so you can hear, you wear a headset, like a Bluetooth piece on your head, and you talk to each other and communicate and work together, you know. Other games like Call of Duty or first-person games. Like
now,
that,
you said you were addicted to World of Warcraft. Are you no longer?
I am not.
Can you play it and not be addicted?
And put it down?
Yeah, and put it down.
I would say no, actually.
Okay.
So you have cut yourself off, then, from this.
Yeah, I have. I spent too much time on it.
When did you realize you were having a problem?
Honestly, I've played video games since I can remember, and video games have always been a huge part of my life. And the way I look at it as well is many of those times when I was not playing video games, I would probably be watching TV or doing something else. That's
fair enough.
Yeah. Life is just things you do until you die, in many cases. So, yeah, I mean, if you like the video game, I don't see a problem with it.
Exactly. And I would play a lot of time on it that other people consider is harmful or addicting. But in my opinion, it's not. It's just my entertainment and my relief.
Yeah.
And my fun.
Don't forget that life's really about the stories that you create to be able to tell at the nursing home. So create some great stories besides playing video games.
Hey, Calvin, good call, man. Thanks for sharing your own personal experience with us. I appreciate that. Nathan, you got the last 20 seconds in Texas. Go.
Yeah, I wanted to say why I don't buy Philip Zimbardo's his disapproval of video games at all, or anyone over 30 or 40 who criticizes the video
why?
Games.
10 seconds.
They haven't played them, and they don't know anything about it.
Yeah, that would be an interesting question to ask Phil Zimbardo. Have you actually played a video game? Thanks, Nathan, for your call, and thanks for summing it up so quickly. I appreciate that, too. We'll be back tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And, boy, do we have a weird story to talk about tomorrow night. See you then.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.